This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Zhivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Faith Center Ministries, Grand Bahama News, RF Bank and Trust, and Raw Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well and enjoyed your weekend, got some rest, and now up and ready to roll, as we like to say. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can text us on 4224796. That's 4224796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 4393043. That's 4393043. We are live on Cable Bahama, Channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. Well, the by-election campaigns are up and running, doing all of the things that campaigns try to do to have that winning edge. Holding motorcades to do what? It's a kind of way to show force. You know, if you have an impressive motorcade, it says to people, look how many people support us. Look how visible we are. Yeah, so you have a motorcade. You have a rally, because a rally gets to give you an opportunity to get the troops out and get the supporters out and to lift their spirits and to motivate them to go out there and support the candidate and vote for the candidate and press against the oppositions to your party to get your message out from the candidate and his leadership and supporters in the leadership of the party. The pamphlets start to go out to have something written down that people could take away with them and put inside their homes and read what you say you're going to do. And, of course, you start to hit the air, you and your surrogates, start to hit the air, because you want to put your own narrative out there on you, or you want to have any counter narrative to any narrative that's put out there on you. And you do the door to door, you knock door to door, and you go talk to people, and you go listen to people, and you know, you go have a couple of grill and chills here, a little grill and chill there, and so forth and so forth. And you keep doing that until election day happens, hoping that it's enough to cause people to come out and vote for you in the majority. Did I miss anything? Don't tell me nothing, but no, you go out there and spend money on this and spend money on that and give people money here and give them money. I don't know nothing but that. I don't know anything about that. So we promised on Z Live that we would listen to the candidates. We would observe what is done. And that's what we're doing. So today, I have the written speeches of the PLP's candidate, Mr. Kingsley Smith, the FNM's candidate, Bishop Ricardo Grant. I have the written speeches. Now, let me be clear. Every written speech is not the delivered speech. So candidates sometimes depart from what is delivered, what is written. And so we have an instance, we could have an instance of that. And so where I'm aware of it, I will, and I can highlight it, where I'm aware of it. Where if I'm not aware of it, if you're aware of something you heard that's different than the written, then fine, please give us a call, text us, let us know. But we want to provide you with a more comprehensive look at what the candidate said, unfiltered through, for instance, the media where excerpts of what they said may get carried, even though if you listen to the electronic media, you will hear what they actually delivered compared to what they wrote that they were going to deliver. So we're listening to the candidates. I heard people say that these candidates, you couldn't hear from them. And in particular, they were saying you didn't hear from Kingsley Smith. Well, if you didn't hear from him, he sure delivered a speech in Bimini. I have it. So we'll hear what he said. And then Bishop Ricardo Grant, who delivered his first speech, where the takeaway from people was he said he wasn't promising anything. Well, we have his speech. And so you'll get to hear for yourselves what each of them had to say. All right, so let's start with the governing party's candidate, Mr. Kingsley Smith. These remarks were not long, so I'm going to try and read them as fulsomely as possible without the, you know, the rally calls, PLP, PLP, that kind of stuff. I want to read the substance of what they said. Kingsley Smith said, I'm Kingsley Smith. I'm Kingsley Valentine Smith Jr. I am one of your own, a son of Grand Bahama with roots in Bimini. He said, let's address the elephant in the room. There are many talkers in politics, but how many doers have you seen? Oh, wow. You listen to that now. He says, there are many talkers in politics, but how many doers have you seen? I want to be remembered as the man who did, the man who acted, the man who changed West Grand Bahama and Bimini for the better, he said. He said, the man who built on what Obi left behind, from improving our roads and seawalls, establishing a hurricane resilience program, to breathing life back into our community parks. My plans are not just plans, they're commitments. He said, Biminites, I want you to become entrepreneurs. I don't want you just to work in tourism industry. I want you to own it. Now, I heard someone recently said he had no money to give the people. Let me make this clear, he said. We, the proud people of West Grand Bahama and Bimini, aren't looking for handouts. We're not beggars. We want opportunities, respect, and a representative who values and understands us. That's the difference between words and actions, he says. There's a clear difference between our campaign and others. It's scary to hear another candidate admit that they have no promises, no plans to better our community. Leadership isn't about having deep pockets. It's about having a deep commitment, vision, and strategy. It's about rolling up your sleeves, understanding the needs, and crafting a clear plan of action. The people of West Grand Bahama and Bimini deserve more than just words. They deserve actionable plans. We're here to deliver real solutions, not empty rhetoric. Bimini, we need our bishops to stay in the church to do the heavy lifting of the Lord. We are on a mission, my friends, a mission to honor our beloved Obi Wilchcom. He wasn't just a leader, he was family. And his legacy, his vision for our community lives in our own hearts. With only 3 years left in this government's tenure, I am committed to continuing and completing the projects Obi started. But I can't do this alone. I need you. I need every hand on deck. We have to bring this home, not just for Obi, not just for PLP, but for each and every one of you. All right, Bimini, let me speak from the heart. If you're dreaming of a Bimini where our children don't just get by, but thrive, where our shores aren't just beautiful, but also filled with opportunities, where our streets aren't filled with promises, but with progress, then I'm asking you to believe in me. I'm not standing here to just speak words. I'm here to pledge action. I'm not an outsider. I'm one of you, molded by the same winds, sun, and sea. Bimini, when you cast your vote, think of the future we can build together. For our island, for our legacy, for our Bimini, I ask for your trust and your vote, support and your vote. Let's do this together. Let's get this one done for Obi and finish what he started. Bimini, you and I, we've seen it all. The sweet talkers, the empty promises, the usual political dance. But today, I stand here with gold in my heart and a commitment as deep as the waters in Bimini. I'm not here to charm you with words. I'm here to prove myself with actions. If you're seeking passion, dedication, and a relentless drive to serve our community, then look no further. If you want a doer, someone who will champion our needs, fight for our rights, and prioritize our progress, then my people of Bimini, I am your man. Bimini, let's show the Bahamas that Bimini is PLP country. Remember, every vote counts. Every voice matters. With God's guidance and your support, I pledge to work for you day in and day out. Bimini, let's do this. Let's make history. That's Mr. Kingsley Smith and the PLP's candidate and his remarks on an occasion there in Bimini. Okay? So now let's hear what Bishop Ricardo Grant had to say. Okay? Bishop says, I want to say how much I appreciate my wife, Charlene. I love this woman. And he says, I'm so proud of you, my daughter. And I want to send a special acknowledgement to my daddy and Kathy Grant. So, you know, I'm some paraphrasing these initial remarks, but letting you know what who he acknowledged. And he said, my sister Evadne in Pine Forest. So these are people who live in the West Grand Mama area, and Tanisha and Hannah Hill and all my brothers and sisters. In fact, let me say hello to my Russell family, Grant family, and Wild Goose family. All of y'all is my family. He says, even the blind can see that the FNM has been good to West Grand Bahama. You can trust the FNM. We built our 8 Mile Rock Clinic. We built our 8 Mile Rock Gym. We established a Sunset Cultural Village, renovated Martintown Primary after Dorian, and constructed 30 homes in Pine Forest Estates. No matter what they say, it was the FNM who negotiated in 1998 the heads of agreement for the construction of the old Bahama Bay Hotel, where more than 100 residents are now employed. We have a record. We can be proud right here in West Grand Bahama. You can trust us. We are focusing on you, West Grand Bahama. We are focusing on this generation and the next generation. I told you I am not making you any promises, and I meant it. I will not sell you dreams that I know I cannot deliver. It's not in my DNA. I'm just not built that way. My adult life has been a life of service. My ministry at Universal Household of Faith is all about service. My 25-year career as a reservist police superintendent is all about service. The books that I authored have all been in service. My life has been dedicated and devoted to serving people. This election is not about me or the PLP. Touch your neighbor and tell them, bishops say we are focusing on you. I have been walking and talking, but mostly listening to you for over a year now. I now humbly ask you to represent you in Parliament. I want to take your needs and concerns to the throne of grace and to the halls of Parliament. Some question whether I understood the issues, but I lived these issues. My family lived these issues. My church members lived these issues. I says she has graduated high school and still can't find work. We got to focus on her. Spoke to somebody else. I sat with somebody else who still has not gotten help to fix or repair her house. We got to focus on her. I sat with someone else who says they find it hard to survive inflation, high water prices, food prices, and gas prices. We live these issues every day. We got to focus on them. And I sat under the tree with some folks who are just looking for wholesome activities in the community. We don't just know these issues. We live these issues. we are these issues. So who are we focusing on? Tell them, Bishop, say we focusing on you. I will add my strong, God-gifted voice to bring more feeding programs in the West Grand Bahama and Bimini, to upgrade community clinics, to add more affordable housing, to construct a real hurricane shelter for West Grand Bahama. This election, we focusing on you. I have been training ministers for years and know the importance of education. So I will use my God-given voice to speak out, to finish and finally open the Holmes Rock School. Our children need this school to be open and to bring a new primary school to Bimini. We need real economic opportunities in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. Yes, I said my pockets are shallow, but I have vision, passion, ideas, and a love for people. So I know if we work together, we can ensure that there is a piece of the economic pie for everyone. I commit to advocating for the development of a new cultural site in West Grand Bahama, West End, that can be a source of touristic activities that can take advantage of the carnival's celebration key. I commit to advocating for developing cultural heritage festivals that are a source of economic benefit to so many throughout the Bahamas. We did it before with the introduction of the Turks and Caicos Heritage Festival and the Holmes Rock Homecoming Festival. We can do it again. We need to bring together residents to pool together resources to create economic opportunities. Just look at David Wallace and others who came together to create two successful businesses. If he can do it, we can do it too. This election has got to be bigger than me or the PLP. We must be focused on you. I will advocate to bring in the Bahamas Development Bank, the Small Business Development Center, which should have an office in West Grand Bahama, by the way, to help with funding to create Airbnb and other businesses so that Bahamians can be owners in the tourism success. Throughout my life, I have been caring and providing for people. In addition to my voice, I will also do what I did as pastor, that is, bring people and resources together to bring help. I have spoken to the leader of the Free National Movement, and we together will help. We together, with your help, will start the West Grand Bahama Free National Movement We Care Community Program. This will directly assist widows and the elderly, bring youth mentorship and entrepreneurial training. You must end with it. And that says that's the Free National Movement candidate, Bishop Ricardo Grant. So you've heard speeches from both. When we come back from the break, let's talk about it. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loan today. Call us at 356-7764.
Bishop Henry Fernandez, Shirley Caesar, and Jonathan Nelson for the Becoming My Best Self Conference on November 2nd to the 4th at the Baja Mar Hotel. You do not want to miss these 3 days of anointed music, worship, and the Word. Get your tickets now. For one price, you can worship with Shirley Caesar and Jonathan Nelson and participate in every session for the entire weekend. Register now at henryfernandez.org or purchase your tickets at Sometime Marathon Mall, the Galleria entrance. Contact 242-601-2012 for more info. Seats are limited. It's time to level up at the Becoming Your Best Self Conference. Meet us there.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies. Welcome back to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today, you can call us on any of the following numbers. You can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316. Or you can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Now, can I say this before we go any further? If Lincoln Bain has delivered a speech that is written out, if you guys send it to me, you can WhatsApp it to me. You can email it to me at shivagolanger.mail.com. I'm happy to read it. If Daniel Burrows has done so, if Daquan, I think it is. Yes, Daquan has done so. I'm happy to read those as well, so we know what all of the candidates are saying. Those two I read are the ones I got, that I received. Okay, and so you've heard them now. So first of all, I think it is no longer fair to say that these candidates, at least the FNM and the PLP candidates, insofar as what as written is concerned, do not have thoughts, and some may say promises, and some may say plans for their West Grand Bahama constituency. Whether you think those plans are clear, whether you think those plans are fanciful, whether you think they are unrealistic or not, the fact is they are our plans. Mr. Kingsley Smith says he is going to finish up what Obi Wilchcombe started and build on that. Now, I wasn't quite clear what the things were that Mr. Wilchcombe started that he's going to build on or complete, because he mentioned some stuff, but it didn't seem to be quite connected to things Mr. Wilchcombe started. I don't know if the road paving, the seawall were things that Mr. Wilchcombe per se started, and he's saying, I'm going to build on these things.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather. You know that you're not.
World Investor Month, and today we're tackling a common problem, inflation. Inflation makes your money worth less over time. So how do you combat it? Think of investing as your shield. By putting your money in investments that typically grow faster than inflation, like stocks or real estate, you can protect your purchasing power. This message is brought to you by RF Bank and Trust and the Bahamas International Securities Exchange. Stay informed by following us on social media.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crimes app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
I'm so fed up. Time to put my life back together.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Bishop Henry Fernandez, Shirley Caesar, and Jonathan Nelson for the Becoming My Best Self Conference on November 2nd to the 4th at the Baja Mar Hotel. You do not want to miss these 3 days of anointed music, worship, and get your tickets now. For one price, you can worship with Shirley Caesar and Jonathan Nelson and participate in every session for the entire weekend. Register now at henryfernandez.org or purchase your tickets at Sometime Marathon Mall, the Galleria entrance. Contact 242-601-2012 for more info. Seats are limited. It's time to level up at the Becoming Your Best Self Conference. Meet us there.
It's World Investor Month, and today we're tackling a common problem, inflation. Inflation makes your money worth less over time. So how do you combat it? Think of investing as your shield. By putting your money in investments that typically grow faster than inflation, like stocks or real estate, you can protect your purchasing power. This message is brought to you by RF Bank and Trust and the Bahamas International Securities Exchange. Stay informed by following us on social media.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe.
Sick, and you know Junior don't bog down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean, cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know. And nobody gotta know it's you. So all they do is call them or you text them through the Crock Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pin from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you send.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I do not know what kind of thing this today. I mean, just we talk about the by-election. We finally got some stuff from the candidates, and we're talking about it, and all of a sudden, all hell break loose on the technology. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry about that, candidates. I don't know what's going on, right? But I started to say that you cannot now say that the candidates don't have thoughts about the constituency that they seek to represent. You can't say that they haven't made promises. They have all made promises, mostly about their commitment toward the constituency and what they propose to do in the constituency. Again, let me say, generally speaking, no candidate has spoken about anything of a legislative nature, notwithstanding the House of Assembly. None. I read to you what they said. No one has indicated any law they want to see put in place. No one has indicated any law they see needing amendment or repeal. No one has said anything about the House of Assembly. The only thing they say about the House of Assembly is they want to go out there in there and be a voice. But the House of Assembly is a place that passes laws. So candidates have to remember that. But again, they you could say if you're a candidate, you're part of a party, you could talk about what the party believes is the legislative initiatives that they should be pursuing. You should have thoughts around the job you're applying for. It would be like applying to be an accountant and never speak about the accounting work. It would be like applying to be a lawyer and never speak about the legal work that you're supposed to be doing. It would be like trying to apply to be a pilot and never speak of the piloting you're supposed to do. You speak about issues around the piloting. You talk about what the stewardess has to do, what the mechanics and those have to do, but you're the pilot, right? And so again, I don't get mad with me. I'm saying, I read all of the speeches, not a single one mentions anything about the fact that the job is a legislative job. Yes, you talk in the parliament, but what do you talk about in the parliament? You debate the laws in the parliament. What did they say they're going to do when they go to the House of Assembly? Talk for you in your constituency. Constituencies have representatives to participate in the national legislative agenda. Oh my God, I wish we could get this right. And this won't be the only crew who got it wrong. We got it wrong back in the day. The people before that got it wrong because everybody's emphasis is only what I can do for you in the constituency. I think that's fool's gold. Because basically, you can't do nothing in them constituency but advocate. That's true, you could do that. But you can't make things happen. That's the government. That's the government. You can agitate, you can speak up for, but that's not the primary job. Look at the Constitution. Read what it says. It says you get to be elected to be a representative for that constituency in the House of Assembly. What does the House of Assembly say? The Constitution tells you the Parliament shall make laws. What's the House of Assembly do? It's a part of the Parliament. And what does the Constitution say? The Parliament shall make laws. How do we go to be representing a place and have no thoughts about the laws? I mean, come on, folk. I read all the speeches. I said we'd comment on it. I'm trying to help you get there. See, this is a growing process. Don't get mad at me. This is a growing process. So the next time around, why don't you try to work on that? All the candidates, work on that. Mr. Kingsley Smith, Bishop Grant, COI, Daniil. Daquan, I think I saw some stuff he had of a legislative nature. I think I saw some. But that's the job. And we have to move our citizens along. Mind you, the constituents keep asking what you're doing for us in the constituency, you know. So don't be surprised when the candidates speak to what you say, even though that's not the job. So if they don't do nothing in the now, they're going to do something when they go to the House Assembly. They're going to vote. They're going to debate. But the thing about it is, ideas must relate and connect to the things in the House of Assembly, because laws can be extremely impactful. You don't believe that? How the Hawkesbury Agreement continues in the Bahamas today? Because it's a law. It's a law. How come you play VAT? Within state without first going and applying to the state for it, because it's the law. Laws can be powerful, and that's why the Constitution says Parliament shall be sovereign. You sending people to the sovereign Parliament, and you know what they're talking to you about? They're talking to you about roads, and they're talking to you about cultural festivals, which is not a problem. They are important too, but they are not the job, right? I don't know how to fix this. I keep saying it. And let me be clear. So as we move along, we become more enlightened, okay? And we understand better what the role and task is. And so if you don't hold the candidates to account for the job, don't be surprised when they don't hold themselves accountable for the job. And what is that job? To be a representative in the House of Assembly. What is the House of Assembly? It is a legislative chamber. And let me tell you what happens. Let me tell you what happens if you don't have Mandarians who are about the business of passing laws. They get in there and all they do is wait for somebody else to bring the bill. They don't advocate for no bill. They don't push for no bill. And so all they do is sit down and wait for someone else to bring a bill. And as long as they do that, you are not taking initiative. You are receiving what is placed and put upon you. But a member of parliament can, especially if you are part of the government, you could say to the government, you know, we should introduce such and such a bill. Why? Because I think X, Y, and Z should happen. Right? When I was the Minister of State for Finance, we revamped the business license regime. We did that, right? And I was the head of that initiative, right? There was a provision put in the business license regime. I don't know if it prevailed, because people could come and change the bills, the law, that really had what we call a what you call mean provision, where if you put in a completed application form to the government and you didn't hear an answer back in 7 days, you were automatically deemed approved. Right here. Right? But you have to be thinking along the lines of the job if you're going to have an impact on the job. And that's what I didn't hear. I heard a lot of stuff around that constituency as if you're going to be the leader of the constituency and the prime minister of the constituency with a government of the... Like you're going to be a mayor of the constituency. That's not the job. You can advocate for things for your constituency, but also talk about the thing that the job really is, which is to represent in the House of Assembly. You're listening to Z-Live. I'm Shavad Relang, your host. We're going to take a break for news, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We'll be back after this news break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my we'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on any of the following numbers: 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We were talking about the by-election coming up. The campaigns are full gear and full swing, and all the happenings are happening, and we're listening to the candidates and we're hearing their promises and their commitments and what they want to do, etc. I'm going to finish up with this in a bit. We are not making progress in this regard. In this regard, not in every area. We're making progress in some areas. I do not share the gloom and doom that some people share about this country. I listen sometimes to some of the shows and listen to texts written, read, and so forth. And now people think, no wonder why we in the shape we in. What shape exactly is?
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down.
Out of this cage,
I'm standing up, I'ma face my demons,
I'm made.
Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year. Ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek, you can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suit to improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Bishop Henry Fernandez, Shirley Caesar, and Jonathan Nelson for the Becoming My Best Self Conference on November 2nd to the 4th at the Baja Mar Hotel. You do not want to miss these 3 days of anointed music, worship, and the Word. Get your tickets now. For one price, you can worship with Shirley Caesar and Jonathan Nelson and participate in every session for the entire weekend. Register now at henryfernandez.org or purchase your tickets at Sometime Marathon Mall, the Galleria entrance. Contact 242-601-2012 for more info. Seats are limited. It's time to level up at the Becoming Your Best Self Conference. Meet us there.
It's World Investor Month, and today we're tackling inflation makes your money worth less over time. So how do you combat it? Think of investing as your shield. By putting your money in investments that typically grow faster than inflation, like stocks or real estate, you can protect your purchasing power. This message is brought to you by RF Bank and Trust and the Bahamas International Securities Exchange. Stay informed by following us on social media.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bog down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pin from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
stay. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Burger King Nassau. If you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with cheese plus four crispy chicken nuggets, small fries, and a 20-ounce drink for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal is made for the big appetite. And at only $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Adding two cookies for a dollar is the only way to make it sweeter. Go big with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Welcome to World Investor Month. Let's talk about how investments behave when inflation sticks around. In a world of rising prices, some investments may shine, like commodities or real estate. Others, like bonds, may lose. To navigate this, diversify your investments. Spread your money across different asset classes to reduce risk. This message is brought to you by RF Bank and Trust and the Bahamas International Securities Exchange. Get started by following us on social media.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number two in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Bishop Henry Fernandez, Shirley Caesar, and Jonathan Nelson for the Becoming My Best Self Conference on November 2nd to the 4th at the Baja Mar Hotel. You do not want to miss these 3 days of anointed music, worship, and the Word. Get your tickets now. For one price, you can worship with Shirley Caesar and Jonathan Nelson and participate in every session for the entire weekend. Register now at henryfernandez.org or purchase your tickets at Sometime Marathon Mall, the Galleria entrance. Contact 242-601-2012 for more info. Seats are limited. It's time to level up at the Becoming Your Best Self Conference. Meet us there.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Let's roll together through the storm, whatever weather. We'll be right back.
right back together.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Welcome back. I have no idea where I cut out. Somebody, maybe you could text me and tell me, because I was busy elocuting. let me sum up what I was saying, essentially, right? Which is that I thought Dawn Saunders did not quite represent the issue of the opening up of the economy, because it is untrue that the economy was closed when the election happened in 2021 in September. In fact, the economy was substantially opened and growing nicely. It is untrue that the economy was contracting and in the doldrums. It was untrue. Absolutely untrue. And there's no statistic that could reveal anything otherwise. That's why the economy grew by almost 48%, because it was opened, substantially opened. And then moving out, we were doing all kinds of things. Banking was open, tourism was open. They're substantial players in the economy. Wholesale and retail trade was open. Always had been open, pretty much so. The government was open, all kinds of things. So that's just a wrong and false narrative. And the PLP does not need to carry that narrative on in order to indicate the success that it is having continuing that recovery. It has every right to own that success, because it has been nicely continued under the Progressive Liberal Party, and the tourism numbers and others reflect that. So you can't come and say, oh, the PLP ain't doing nothing since they came to office. They presided over a continuing recovering economy. That's true. And the fiscal situation has continued to get better under the Progressive Liberal Party's administration. But we don't have to have a false narrative about, oh, the economy, we turned the economy around. No, you did not. You did not turn the economy around. In fact, if you look at it now, then when the PLP took over. But that's normal. That's normal. That's natural. That's not a fault. Okay, so that's one thing I thought Dawn Saunders did not quite speak to when he was talking about this gradual opening and all that, but we were past the gradual opening by that at that point. Secondly, that FNM's called into Howard's show to refute Dawn Saunders during a time when the FNM is trying to win the West Grandmama and Bimini seat, told me a lot. That told me a lot. Okay? That suggested to me that there are some people who are not interested in the FNM winning that seat. And in fact, is more interested in some other things than the FNM succeeding. Because how do you do that? How do you call into a radio show to refute a chairman at a time when your party is contesting for a seat? Disunity doesn't help you. I mean, you could be right about refuting what the chairman said, the vice chairman said, but call him up and say, but chairman, you know what, other than the fact that you was on the radio, you wasn't telling the truth. Now, there's a time for that, but I'm not going to do that right now. But bro, you better stop that. But call the show, and not one, two, and three. Call the show to do that? Really? It was shocking to me, right? That people took that step. Now, people have a right to be aggrieved about things that they believe the party isn't doing right. All I'm saying is, if you're trying to win an election, disunity does not help you do that. Right? Corruption does not help you do that. You do not impress people when they see you fighting, especially in public. Bahamians know. Bahamians know that party people fight. Before Obi Wilscombe got the nomination for the West Grandmama Bimini seat, he'd been denied it. They did not intend to run him there. Right now, Shane Gibson and Fred Mitchell have their dispute. Now, Shane Gibson and somebody else is running against Mr. Mitchell for chairmanship. So everybody know people fight during election, in these campaigns. Right? People know that. But you're trying to win. Your candidate is a new candidate. You already, in his introduction, had some issues, and now your vice chairman is trying to talk about the West Grand Bahama and Bimini seat, and you introduce Gardner's issues? Really? Really? I mean, Howard introduced some of the issues too, right? But Howard is a talk show host. You get him, he gets you on a show, he will want to, like any talk shows, speak about the issues that he thinks is current. But why would you add to that? Let me tell you something. And I said this before. The decision by the Free National Movement to contest the West Grand Bahama Bimini seat wasn't only challenging because the government is a sitting government, the sitting MP died, and it's typically a PLP seat. But Mr. Pindad, unlike many leaders that the FNM has had, has some very serious internal corruption going on. And that, to me, was manifested in that same situation. I'm only telling you, I was an observer. I was just sitting there going, oh, wow. Wow. But this is now the new order of the day. PLPs have it. FNM's got it. There's COI had it too, you know. COI had it too. My cousin Adrian used to be part of COI discussions too. DNA had it. That's if we don't get our way. We rather break bottle on the court. Nobody play. Rather than say, you know what? The day wasn't my day. Let me move on. All right, that's how we. Let me tell you something. Me, Shivago Sean Knight. I ran in a campaign in our country. I did, and a significant colleague campaigned against me as we were running on the same ticket. Y'all never hear me talk about that?
You hear me call that person's name? Never. I ain't asking nobody what happened. The candidate who I ran against told me what happened. And others told me what happened. Even the person doesn't know what I know, and I have never spoken that to them. People, they called up my people and told them X, Y, and Z. My people came and told me. And in the course of our campaign, I never confronted them about that. I never publicly spoke about it. Why? Because you don't break up no bottle in no court trying to sink a ship you are sailing on because you are trying to protect your one nose. It don't make sense. But this is part and parcel of how things have morphed, not just here in the Bahamas, but all across the world in the politics of our world. We are a very me generation now. Very me. Me, mine, and my. That's us. And so we will bust up anything to get ahead. Bust up that. Let me tell you something. To make a decision to participate in the politics of our time, you have to have serious contemplation, not take what you can do or not do, what you will be or not be. And you have to be singly minded to maintain within your heart a level of decency that despite what happens to you, you are prepared to carry on. You're prepared to carry on. Because today, what is happening today ain't new, you know. It isn't new, but it is intensely different in the way people are prepared to carry it on. Intensely different. I wouldn't say back in the day it didn't happen in quite the same way, but today, and it gets caustic. It gets immensely personal and caustic. It is hardly sometimes predicated on any principles. It's predicated on interest. There's a more bound together by interest than they are by principles. And the problem with that is interest is personal. Principles are universal. And therefore, there is a level of stability tied to the commitment of people to principles as opposed to interest. Because interest can shift and change. And with it, people's loyalty and commitment. Anyway, this text is awesome show again, Mr. Lang. One of the main reasons I've always supported the FNM party was because we knew how to conduct ourselves in the public eye. Those comments today on Howard's show were a real disappointment, not because of the content, but more because of the setting. I thought we were better than that, says that texter. It's a great show as usual. That caller was stuck on stupid to air out the dirty laundry on radio. I don't see how that could benefit the cause. As usual, people looking for attention, that's the problem. Ever since social media, stupidity is the order of the day. That's just my... Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
MasterCard. The lady run into me, MasterCard.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. You know, let me say this. I believe that Kingsley Smith, who I know some, Bishop Ricardo Grant, who I know well, I think that they are good-natured, mean well. I think that, you know, as representation goes, I think they will be good representatives for their constituencies, especially if they demonstrate. I don't say they don't know, but I said they demonstrate an awareness of what the job really calls for. I think that I listened to their speeches, and honestly, I heard people who authentically connected with those communities. I heard people who really have paid attention to some of the things, particularly, I mean, let me just say, Ricardo Grant, in terms of his speech, he connected with things that people definitely struggled with in those communities, you know. And I think they mean well. I really do. I heard some of the swipes at Bishop, because Bishop said he was, you know, his rocket was shallow and so forth and so forth. Quite frankly, I said it wasn't helpful, and that's true. In politics, you don't want things to cause you negative narratives, but the truth of the matter is the man was being truthful, and plenty broke people in politics. Plenty shallow pocket people in politics. Plenty. When I went into politics, my pocket was very shallow. I didn't tell nobody. But if I had to disclose, they knew anyhow. My pocket was shallow, but I focused on what I thought I could do in the constituency and in the Parliament of the Bahamas, and I focused on that, right? We have to stop, because it ain't gonna never stop, man. People can pull you down. People can pull you down, they can tear you down, they can rip you down, they can come talking about, oh, these only one getting there for this and only one getting there for that. They don't know you. They don't know you. Judging you, they don't know you. They don't know you. They don't know nobody. They don't in the house. They know. They only know what you say. They only see what you do. They don't know you. You just have to be true to yourself. Honestly, just listen, man. Be true to yourself. Go to sleep at night knowing you ain't perfect, but knowing that you made a perfect effort to try to do the best you could do. Right? And if they vote for you, praise the Lord and go do your job. If they don't vote for you, praise the Lord and go do another job. Bottom line, don't get hung up. Don't get vexed up. Nothing. Them people have a right to do what they vote, whatever they want to do with their vote and with their representation, whatever they want to do with their representation. They have that right. They have the right to change their mind. They have the right to keep their mind. Don't take it personal. You do your best. And move right the heck on. My friend John Mayne is telling me, he said, Bishop Argo, you lose these elections, and the next day you up and about doing your duty. I said, well, what else I supposed to do? You know, that one then over. People then finish. I time to move on to the next thing, because I got to go continue to realize my potential, continue to manifest my gift in the world, continue to take care of my family, and do what I have to do. I said, I'm not trying to be hanging up.
and get vexed with people. Some of these same people you see in leadership, pettiest souls on planet Earth, thinnest skin on planet Earth, will hold a grudge until thy kingdom come, and will manifest that grudge in the way they govern. And it's shameful. It is not leadership. It is the opposite of leadership. And that's why they don't get to manifest the kind of results that they could manifest if they didn't focus on who was in for them and who was for them, as opposed to focus on the whole people and do the very best for them. That's the problem. That's the challenge. This text says, different caliber of people these days, the selfish motives, and blind to what is common sense and what is best for the party. I understand that. So just tuning in, see what happened on Howard show. Howard had Dawn Saunders. Listen to me, please. Dawn Saunders, I thought, represented an intelligent, articulate voice on the issues for his party. And he tried to get people to focus on the thing that he had come there to do, which was to talk about the election in West Grandmama and Bimini. I just thought that, you know, when some of the questions were put to him, I thought he could have been more on the point of the facts of the situation than he was. But I actually think Dawn has grown so much. I really do. I really do. Say Dawn and that lady have a vibe. Well, it sounds so. But Dawn wasn't carrying the vibe. Dawn. Except one time, see, I think he get a little hot and say they need a convention so they get rid of some of the people. But that's true, you know. That's like a convention can settle some issues. You are people who keep bucking with you. Man, you're lying and stopping them from bucking with you, but at least they wouldn't have no official office to do it. Oh, man. We're growing as a people. We're growing. These growing pains shall continue. They shall continue. And we don't get better as people just because of the passage of time, you know. We get better by reflecting on our behavior, assessing the nature of that behavior, determining whether that behavior is helpful or harmful, and repenting of harmful behavior and trying to build on helpful behavior. And all of us have that growing to do. All of us have that growing to do. Okay? Don't let know. All of us. Right? And I could surely tell you, God ain't finished with me yet. And I know some days he's going to throw the flood on me. So we got to be, we can encourage each other, we can admonish each other, we can exhort each other, and we could do to try to move this along. And I tell y'all before, it don't make no difference who called me, FNM, PL, PCOI, as long as you ain't calling me no names, if you call me, and I can be helpful, man, please, you better believe you will get the best of me if I have it to offer. And that's the God honest truth. And God knows that that is true. You call on me, I don't want to say no about that, but EFNM or EBLP or EDNA or ECOI. No. Young people call me from every place on planet Earth, and I don't know what their politics is all the time. I am here to help. All right? Country leadership call on me, I am here to help. Mr. Pintar call on me, I am here to help. Mr. Davis calls on me, I am here to help. Right? Others who was against me called on me. And I was there to help. I guess that's the way it goes. Right? Take it personally, man. You know, all of us are crazy. We're just crazy different. And if you understand that, you know how to be compassionate and you know how to be empathetic. And empathy you must grow in every day in leadership. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break and pay our respects to our great and marvelous sponsors. When we come back, we continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. If you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with cheese plus four crispy chicken nuggets, small fries, and a 20-ounce drink for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal is made for the big appetite. And at only $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Adding two cookies for a dollar is the only way to make it sweeter. Go big with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Welcome to World Investor Month. Let's talk about how investments behave when inflation sticks around. In a world of rising prices, some investments may shine, like commodities or real estate. Others, like bonds, may lose their luster. Diversify your investments. Spread your money across different asset classes to reduce risk. This message is brought to you by RF Bank and Trust and the Bahamas International Securities Exchange. Get started by following us on social media.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I was listening to Dwight's show this morning, and someone called. They had texted to say that nobody had heard from Kingsley Smith. They only heard from the Prime Minister and I think the deputy and those. Today, I heard from Mr. Smith, which they may not have heard from him, but it was not true that he didn't speak. He did in fact speak. But the truth of the matter is, though, when it comes to what could happen in a constituency, insofar as the government work is concerned, so building bridges, fixing roads, building clinics, building schools, better than the Prime Minister and the Minister of Finance? Like, what is a candidate supposed to promise to you if you could get a whole Prime Minister and Minister of Finance to come and tell a constituency what they are going to do in the constituency? Now, the candidate could say what he's going to do for you in the House of Assembly. He could also say what he might do by way of programs run with that $150,000 or his own resources and his own time. But in terms of the government's work in a constituency, schools and clinics and roads and stuff, if you hear from the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, what are the candidate supposed to say to you? If he's being honest, he could only say, well, I just talked to the Prime Minister, and he tells me. That's what Mr. Bishop Grant did. Mr. Bishop Grant said, I spoke to the leader of the FNM, and he and I and you will work together. He was smart. That's how it was supposed to go. So you want to hear from the Prime Minister. But it wasn't true that the candidate hadn't spoken. He had, in fact, spoken. Both of those gentlemen can speak for themselves. You're not. You could argue about whether they make sense to you or not, but they are both capable of speaking for themselves, and they both speak for themselves, right? And you can't, Bishop been a preacher and a speaker for a long time, and I can tell you, I was at a funeral, and the man laid down. So he can speak for himself. Right? Now, I thought it was funny. Kingsley Smith told the bishop that he needs to stay in the church to do the heavy lifting of the Lord. Well, why the bishop couldn't tell him, but, you know, you were there as chief passport officer. We need you there as chief passport officer. That would work, too. You're working in a ministry. Yeah, the ministry of Port of Paz. So, you know, these back and forth could be quite sparring. It's quite sparring. And you got some of that. If you're the voters of West Grand Mom and Bimini, so let me see if I can size it up this way. After four campaigns, directly myself participating, and maybe participating around two or three others, myself, not the candidate, not being a candidate, but participating. So I spent like decades in the political arena working. My general impression, this is my general impression, folk, was that while we were campaigning, here was my general impression. Basically, we were campaigning to shore up F&M vote. So we knew that there was a block of people who supported the party, and we wanted to make sure that they would come out and support the party. So we weren't going to neglect them. We wanted to go to their homes. We wanted to go and speak to them. We wanted to have rallies for them. We wanted to make sure that happened. We knew that there were younger voters who had not voted before. So we wanted to make sure that if they got to decide, that they would decide for us. So we needed to make a pitch to them. We needed to connect with them, because those were the fruits that you could count on picking, because they were new voters, and especially after the 92 elections, when the young voters were no longer voting simply their parents' vote. Many of them are no longer doing that. There were some people who said that a speech I made contributed to that, because I told them, you can't vote your mommy or your daddy vote. You have to vote your vote. I said it with emphasis. And so after that, they became people you could persuade to vote away, even if their parents were saying to them doing something. So you were trying to get them. Then you knew that there were some swing voters. Now, mind you, let me be clear. Swing voters are not just absolutely free floaters. Most of them have a leaning to one side or the other. Most of them, not all of them. Some of them are free floaters. But most of them have a leaning to one side or the other. And you try to speak convincingly enough to them to persuade those who truly were persuadable to come to your side. Truly were persuadable. But after that, you were like the prophet singing and dancing to an audience of people who wasn't listening nor could hear you. Because that there is the margin right there. Your supporters, new voters, and that genuine block of people who are persuadable to vote one way or the other. That's really the bottom line. But if you run around thinking every single person I talk to was a potential vote, you are naive as they come. Some of them people, there ain't a possible chance some F&Ms will ever vote PLP. There's not one possible chance on planet Earth. And there's not one possible chance on planet Earth some PLPs will vote F&M. It ain't gonna happen, no day, no way. They can tell you they will die F&M or PLP. That's what they'll tell you. And there are some people who will tell you, man, you know, I could be persuaded, who lying through their teeth. Because they can't be. That's the truth. They really not. They're not persuadable. Even though they think, or even though they pretend to be open, they're not open. But there are some people who really thinking, you know what? I like this guy. I like this lady. if they make a good, you know, pitch to me, I'm open, I'm genuinely open, and they can be persuaded. They can be. There are also some voters who are really attracted to the leader of the party. There are people who are pinning people. When Pinlin went off the scene, they didn't have a difficulty supporting Ingram. There are people who were Ingram people. There are people who were successful people and still are. Okay? So there are people who become committed to leaders. And where the leader goes, they go. And there are some people, you don't even have to be in leadership. So I have people who tell me, Shishavar, let me tell you something, buddy. Whithersoever thou goest, I shall go. And they tell me, and they're serious about that, right? They tell other people that, the same thing, because they are committed to those. And so that's why you can end up with followings. Just remember how Paul says, some say they are of Paul, some say they are of Silas, and so forth and so forth. Paul said, but I'm of Jesus. Yeah, well, there's some people, you have that too in the following. You are not going to win everybody. So the real strategy in politics is really to try to identify doable votes. Really, and it's not easy, but that's what it takes. You got to try to count what you know, what you believe strongly, and what you believe you have convinced. And if before election day you assess those numbers and you see yourself ahead, then you say, okay, well, I have a shot at it. But if you assess those numbers and you don't see that you're ahead, and let me tell you what one of the real telltale signs that you are in trouble in a constituency. Your new candidates, I'm giving you this one for free. Listen. If your people go out and all they're getting is a bunch of question mark, don't know, you're in trouble. You're in plenty, plenty trouble. Especially if you're in the government. All that means is people that's waiting to vote against you but don't want to say so. Oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Excellent show as always. Most of us have too petty and only looking out for themselves. Like you say, win or lose, life goes on. The PLP needs to stop talking the way they do about the startup of the economy, says Nurse. Anyway, y'all have a great one. God bless. Stay tuned for tomorrow. He spares our lives. We'll be back. Have a great, great evening, folks.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Z Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Faith Center Ministries, Grand Bahama News, RF Bank and Trust, and Raw Star Assurance.